What if getting a college degree didn't come with a lifetime of debt? Imagine if anyone could attend a public university without worrying about the cost. Today, we're diving into the debate over whether all public higher education in the U.S. should be free. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is all public higher education in the U.S. should be free. And it comes from the society category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Let's take a stroll down memory lane. Imagine it's 1950. If you wanted to attend a public university, you'd pay around $150 a year. Okay, let's adjust that for inflation. That's about $1,800 in today's money. Pretty reasonable, right? Fast forward to 1960, and that cost nudged up just a bit to $250. 1975, it was $600, which might seem like a lot compared to the 50s, but still very manageable. Then came the 80s and 90s, when things started to change rapidly. In 1985, the cost was around $1,250 a year, but by 1995, it had doubled to $2,500. Fast forward to today, and the average in-state tuition at a public four-year college is just over $10,000 annually. That's a staggering increase, far outpacing inflation and the growth in wages. This rapid rise in tuition costs have left many students and families struggling to keep up. As a result, student loan debt in the U.S. has soared, now totaling over $1.7 trillion. More than 43 million Americans are carrying student loans, and many face decades of repayment. The idea of free public higher education isn't just about the numbers. It's about the impact on people's lives. This debate is crucial because education is a key factor in economic mobility and social equity. Access to higher education can open doors to better job opportunities and higher incomes. However, the rising cost of college has made it inaccessible to many, making income inequality worse. Understanding this debate helps us consider how society can best invest in its future and ensure that everyone has an opportunity to succeed. Let's debate. Agree. All public higher education in the U.S. should be free. Free public higher education would provide opportunities for all students, regardless of their financial background. This could reduce income inequality and help low-income students break the cycle of poverty. Research shows that a college degree significantly increases earning potential, with college graduates earning on average 67% more than those with only a high school diploma. The current system burdens students with massive debt that can take decades to repay. Free public college would alleviate this burden, allowing graduates to start their careers and lives without the weight of student loans. This, in turn, can stimulate the economy, as graduates have more disposable income to spend on housing, cars, and other goods. An educated workforce is essential for a strong economy. By investing in free public higher education, the government would be investing in the future of the country. A more educated population can lead to higher productivity, innovation, and economic growth. Countries with high levels of education tend to have stronger economies and better standards of living. Disagree. All public higher education in the U.S. should not be free. Making public higher education free would require a significant increase in government spending, which is funded by the taxpayers. Estimates suggest that the cost would be hundreds of billions of dollars per year. This money could be better spent on other priorities, such as healthcare, infrastructure, and reducing the national debt. If public higher education were free, there could be a surge in enrollment, potentially leading to overcrowded classrooms and stretched resources. This might compromise the quality of that education. There is a worry that without the financial contribution of students, universities might struggle to maintain high standards and no longer be able to offer a variety of great programs. Charging tuition gives students a sense of investment in their education, motivating them to take their studies more seriously. How much less do you value something when it's just been handed to you? When education is free, students might not get as much value out of it, potentially leading to lower completion rates and less engagement anyway. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A potential rebuttal to the second agree point about reducing student debt could be, while free education would, in fact, eliminate tuition costs, it doesn't address the other expenses such as housing, food, textbooks. Students are still going to incur debt for these living expenses, and there are already financial aid programs in place to help low-income students. A potential rebuttal to the first disagree point about the high costs for taxpayers could be, the cost of not investing in education could actually be higher in the long run. An educated population contributes more in taxes over their lifetime, and they rely less on social services. The initial investment in free public higher education could pay off through a stronger, more prosperous society in the future. The debate over whether all public higher education in the U.S. should be free is a complex one, touching on issues of economic mobility, student debt, taxpayer burden, and the value of education. Agree argues that free education would promote equity, reduce debt, and boost the economy. Disagree raises concerns about costs, quality, and the potential devaluation of education. It's a debate that requires careful consideration for both short-term costs and long-term benefits. In recent years, there has been increasing support for free community college initiatives, with states like California, New York, and Tennessee offering free tuition at two-year institutions for eligible students. On the national level, proposals for free public higher education have been a significant part of political platforms, sparking discussions about the feasibility and impact of such policies. If you're excited to explore this topic even more, Dinner Table Debates gives the Agree side the chance to take the lead and set the direction for this discussion. Agree can define the terms, context, and scope, making each conversation dynamic and unique. If you're debating whether all public higher education in the U.S. should be free, here are a few engaging ways Agree could steer the conversation. 1. All public higher education should be free for students of low-income families. Would making public colleges and universities tuition-free for lower-income households give everyone a more fair shot at success? Could this help balance access to education and ensure that financial status doesn't limit opportunities? 2. All public higher education should be free, but only for industries we need to invest in. What if higher education were free, but only for areas where we have a current labor shortage, like medicine or teaching? Would that balance out the workforce for the future? What would that do for college majors and industries that are overcrowded? 3. All public higher education is the most important investment in the nation's future. By eliminating the cost of public college, could we foster a more educated and innovative workforce that strengthens the country? What would it mean to prioritize investing in education above all else when considering the national budget? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something that you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will change your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.